Service. What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we got DJ Mustard here.
What's up? What's up?
I was asking if you saw when YG did Lip Service, because he was a pretty funny...
that nigga crazy.
He was, okay, well, we're about to see how crazy DJ Mustard is now. We always started off with the tip of the day. So today's tip of the day is, how do you talk your woman into doing something a little freaky and a little off the beaten path? Like maybe a little S&M or something that y'all have never done before. What's the way that you approach that?
S&M.
You don't know what S&M is?
What'd you just say?
You know, like maybe she wants to be spanked or something or tied
that's
up.
That's regular. Not tied up, though. I ain't spanked and shit is regular though.
What if she wants to tie you up?
Nah, I ain't getting tied up.
Not even by your girl, you might like it.
Hell no.
To feel like a little helpless, I can't move, and she's doing all kinds of stuff to you.
Hell no. Tied up? No way.
Nah. What about tied up loose, like you could get out if you wanted to?
I'm not too fond of the being tied up thing. I don't know if that's cool. Nah.
Yeah, it might bring back some
You like being tied up or something?
I think it'd probably be cool, right? Like,
y'all did it before?
I never done it, but I wouldn't mind. I don't think I would want legs tied.
It's different for a girl.
I would want hands tied.
Yeah. I haven't been tied up, but I've tied somebody up before.
See, I feel like guys like it.
Yeah.
Blindfolded.
Blindfolded is cool, but
blindfolded and tie his hands to the bed.
Right. Because what are you going to do to
him?
Sounds
like basic instinct.
It sounds like you're just going to probably like jump on top or suck his dick or something. Like, what's...
Yeah, but I'm cool. I'm tied up.
Oh, I switched out girls on him.
That's not bad either. Unless the girl was terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he ain't complain.
Yeah, then it's fine.
Nobody gonna complain about that.
So he was blindfolded and you switched out girls?
Yeah, she came out the closet on that ass. He ain't know she was there.
That's crazy.
And then I took the blindfold off and he was like, oh, shit. Like,
he was happy?
Saying double? Yeah, he was happy.
So even under circumstances like that, none of that. But you'll be blindfolded.
I'll be blindfolded.
Have you done that?
Nah.
Okay, well, that's something if she listens to this that maybe she might want to try.
The one time I got blindfolded, it was bad. I will never do it again. Because he blindfolded me and then he went and got like ice cream from the freezer and tried to eat my pussy with ice cream and it was horrible.
That's an image.
It was really cold and I didn't like it. I was like, this blindfold idea was a bad idea.
Incorporating food into sex is tricky.
Yeah. Very tricky.
Food and sex is...
I don't think vagina and sugar match.
No, it does not. That's right. Going to be a nasty,
you know what I mean?
Yeast infection.
She said a nasty yeast infection.
But you never ate something off a man's dick or nothing, or put nothing?
No.
I've had to roll up off somebody's dick before.
You never had ice? You used ice before?
No, guys
that's
don't
fire.
Like ice. That's
fire.
Cool.
Ice,
the
sure.
Only
on
thing
your dick
I've
or
ever
on your balls?
My dick.
Oh my god, that's never so cold.
But if you
cold.
Put the ice in your mouth,
it's
maybe.
Warm now.
Yeah,
but it's cold. It's like icy hot. No, that's not like icy hot. That's burn.
Yeah,
you don't want icy hot on your dick, Chun-Li.
Nah, it's like
I don't know. I think the only thing I've ever sucked off a man's dick is my own pussy. Yay,
that's regular.
Yes,
that's very regular.
That's like a fruit roll up.
That's it.
I heard somebody say that the other day. What is that? Like, for you, do you actually unroll the fruit roll-up? Or
you wrap it around it, and then you suck it off.
That sounds fun.
That
I love fruit roll-ups.
That's just how I'll take that. That just sound crazy.
Yeah, that does. Because, first of all, like, do they even sell fruit roll-ups anymore?
They're fruit by the foot.
Yeah.
They do?
You know, yeah, in the market.
I got kids,
in the grocery store.
I'm going to want to bite it.
Bite?
That is true. Because how do
that's
you suck cool. The fruit roll? Don't you
don't
have to chew
no
it?
Chew you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, you chew
don't
it.
Don't do that. Don't
have
do
you
that.
Ever tried to get somebody a blowjob and had gum in your mouth and then it got on?
Yeah.
No.
I never experienced nothing like that.
Altoids.
That's tricky.
Yeah. Halls. Not Altoids. Halls.
Wintergreen Lifesavers.
Yeah, Wintergreen Lifesavers and Halls. The menthol effect.
Or anything minty. Like brush your teeth or some
brush
mouthwash.
Mm-hmm. You might as well just have ice. It's the same shit.
I guess
it's the same
thing. Ice.
All right. So ice. No other. Anybody ever experimented with any other kinds of food? No.
Nah.
Because people always use food in the bedroom. What about toys?
Nah, I never use no toys.
You never had a cock ring?
Nah,
I've heard guys really have a great experience with those.
I
wonder, like,
no, it's just for
my
fun.
My nigga, why is you putting on a cock ring? Like what? Oh,
they said it makes it extra sensitive.
This shit should already be sensitive, right?
Right.
I don't know what that possibly feels like. All right. Now, we were talking about this earlier. Have you ever had to fire anybody?
Fire?
Yeah, like if somebody was working for you, have you ever had to fire them?
Yeah.
Is that a terrible feeling?
It ain't terrible, but it's like, shit, it's regular.
It's whatever?
It's a business.
No, because I just started a business and I've never had to fire anybody.
Oh, you gonna fire somebody.
And I know eventually it's going to have to happen, and I feel already in anticipation of
that. You feel bad already, and it's not even about to happen.
It hasn't even happened yet.
Are you thinking about firing somebody?
Not yet, but I know it's going to happen. Like, we just opened a juice bar. I know it's going to... They were talking to me like it's going to be a whole process.
You ain't
going to
even feel like that when you fire somebody. You're going to feel like you want to fire them.
Because I'm going to feel like, what if they want to come back and seek revenge?
Revenge on what?
I don't know. Like, you fired me.
Niggas get fired every day.
They going to go post the one on the juice bar?
Nah. Yeah. You just going to fire them. Shit. There ain't going to be nothing.
I had to fire my manager.
You did?
That was kind of hard.
For real? I went through four.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I feel like in this business, you go through managers. I mean, my manager, I just felt like we weren't moving forward at the time.
That's always the case.
So I tried to, you know, leave the situation on a nice note, but... As soon as I stopped fucking with her, she started fucking with one of my enemies.
See, wow, no, I'm going to tell you what's crazy.
Known enemy, right?
She knew
that. Because sometimes you feel like if you fire somebody, they're going to be very vindictive and badmouth you, too.
That's going to happen regardless, though.
I feel like
that's
nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to happen regardless.
And mm-hmm. I got a lot of love for her, and I felt like when the time comes when I could give her the right check, that I would, you know, want to work with her again.
What do you
but
mean the right check?
But after that, like...
What you mean by that? The right
when
check?
I could give her the right amount of money that I feel like she deserves and I could afford.
Your management,
you know,
should
I mean?
Just be getting paid off of whatever you make.
Exactly. That's what I felt, everything that was being brought to the table where money was coming in was coming from my end.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's why I wanted to move forward. You know?
Right. Because a manager is supposed to bring you opportunities
exactly.
You couldn't bring yourself.
That's what I'm saying. And you know, in the beginning it worked well, but then after like a year or two, it was just like every job that I was getting was from my connections. You know what I mean?
Tricky. It gets tricky. Like
so it was hard to give her money from what I was doing for myself.
Right.
You know
it's
what
like
I
you
mean?
Didn't even
you
should do
have
nothing.
Told her no. You should just say, I got to get my money that I bring in, I'm keeping it.
I'm not going to lie, it wasn't easy to move forward. It wasn't easy to like, you know, and I've had to fire personal assistants because, you know, you want, people are there to help you and they pay you and you're paying them and after a while they get comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they stop doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
That's why you pay them cheap.
So, yeah.
But that's why it's hard to be friends with people that work with you too, because
exactly.
Sometimes you start off with having a work experience and then y'all end up being cool and that's what makes it.
You don't want to fire them because y'all cool.
You feel bad.
Then you got to figure out how to fire them.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're like, I done met their family. And
shit don't got nothing to do with
I
your
know
bills.
Her son. And I feel it because
you
have
fire him. You gotta just be like, you fired.
You fired.
Damn, that's
I fired
hard.
A gang of niggas before.
But Angela's such a good person. She can't imagine taking someone's job from them.
I do. I feel bad about things like that.
That's
like,
what it is.
Man, I feel bad.
But like he said, when it's time for you to fire somebody, you're not gonna feel bad.
I fired my assistant before and hired her back.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I fired her.
Why were you mad at the moment?
Why I hired her back? Because I don't think there's nobody that know me like her.
Oh, okay. So you was like, fuck it, somebody.
It's like breaking up with somebody, though. You know, breaking up is a hard thing to do.
It's the same shit. Almost, not really.
Because sometimes, like, when you break up with somebody, have you ever done this? That you just, like, I don't want to hurt their feelings, so I'm going to just be a dickhead until they break up with
me?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I've done that.
She crazy. I've done that. What you was doing? What you was doing to make her mad?
I mean, it's hard because sometimes you don't want to be the bad guy.
Right.
You don't want to be that bad guy, but you have to be the bad guy so that way they can see that you're bad, and then they're like, I don't want to deal with it anymore.
That shit don't be working sometimes.
It doesn't. I mean, it's like you are.
It doesn't work.
They like you that much, they going to stay with your ass.
Nah, it's always bad. When you want to break up with somebody, just do it. Don't start acting up so they can break up with you.
I feel like that's a dude move, too.
Yeah,
my homie,
I got a homie like that. This nigga sick.
Right, he likes to treat you really bad till they break up.
Treat me? Hell no.
Not you, but not you. I'm just saying in general. Treat a woman.
He be trying to break up with his girl, but leading her on. He's sick.
Right.
Sick nigga. Just let her go, man. Be single. Let her go find a better nigga than you.
I think there's nothing worse than that, than a person who's in a relationship.
He's sick. This nigga is sick, yo.
You know, a person who's in a relationship and they always complaining. Like, oh, I'm only with this person for this person for this reason. Oh, I can't. I need to get rid of them. Oh, I don't even know why I deal with this. Just get out the relationship.
I know.
Just get on, huh?
After a while, you can't even tell you complain to your friends no more because we done heard it all before.
Yeah, and as your friends, when you're in that, when you're the complainer and you're in a relationship and you're complaining to your friends, we're sick of it. We don't want to hear it.
Look, what you telling me for? You just gonna get back with them anyway.
Like, it doesn't matter.
I stopped doing that.
You're still gonna be with them.
My baby mama put some shit on the internet.
I know. I seen it.
I said, my nigga, why is you doing that if you gonna be back fucking with me?
But it was a very nice message that she put.
Don't nobody give a fuck about that.
She didn't dog you or nothing. She was like, listen.
Duh, she dog me for what? I ain't do nothing.
I don't know. The blog said different.
Man, listen. I ain't do shit. You can't. If I would have did what they said I did.
They said you had an outside baby with somebody else.
Come on, man. If that would have happened, do you think that's would have been the outcome? That's what she would have said?
No, I know. She'd have been a lot more mad because her message was like, you know, we are raising kids together. We still have a great relationship with each other. But
Didn't nobody ask that shit?
She put out information that wasn't even wanted.
That nobody asked for and got her sons like, why you do that? You know you was going to come back and fuck with me.
Now she got to put another statement out.
Nah, I told her don't put shit out. Don't put no fucking statements out.
It's hard though because you want to put that on social media. That was to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, but that shit don't work because I ain't going to send them back to you on the internet.
But you was a little hurt though.
No, I wasn't. You the one look crazy. You get on Ball Alert and people start talking shit about you. Okay, you got a day in the life of what I go through every day. Right. What people do.
I'm going to tell you what the problem with that is. Because that's your way. Now you let all the women out here know.
I'm single.
He's single.
You're tripping. Why
He's
would you
open.
Do that? That's crazy.
He's open for business. That. Right. That's why you should never do that.
Yeah,
even if you break with your man.
Off the shit. Especially if y'all ain't serious.
Even if y'all not together, don't even let nobody know y'all broke up.
Yeah, because if y'all get back together, you're going to look crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now I got to explain to my mama, my friends, my neighbors. Mm-hmm. You know, we just kind of... But Gigi, you was good for that, too.
What, putting shit up and just going back on it?
Gigi.
Why y'all be doing that?
My situation was different.
Gigi would be posting it. I would know when Gigi got into a fight. You look at her grin.
That's crazy.
Jeez. But listen... That was like 2 years ago.
My nigga, is you taking selfies? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you was over there like getting the angle right
no,
now.
No, I'm not. And I'm not picturing you either. I'm just looking over here.
No, I'm just looking at her.
A little selfie. All
right,
she is taking a selfie. She didn't want to admit
like
it.
But she like this.
She
though.
Always
like,
taking selfies all day.
She like looking
and she
at
don't even
her.
Be
like,
posting them.
Sure
she'll just take
them.
Just take see herself.
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
Yeah. But let's not digress, Gigi. Why do women do that? Like, what was the point of that?
I was in my feelings. I was upset. And nothing that I said wasn't the truth.
Damn. Yeah, see,
it was
crazy.
The truth. And it wasn't just even on social media. It was on the show, too. Like, right. Stuff that I said on the show. You know, I was putting a little bit of our business out there, but I was upset.
And that's also the point of the show. We talk about our business.
We do talk about our business. Yeah, I went back.
You still with him?
Yeah, we still together.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't say anything bad about him, but the situation was bad, and I spoke about the bad parts of the situation.
Right.
Yeah, cheated on you or something?
I guess. He said, listen, I don't want you asking me no shit.
I don't move like that. I'm good. I'm
I guess he cheated. I don't know. But
in all fairness, Mustard, you guys, you and your women are young.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, like, this is that social media age that's where when ridiculous. Things happen, we fucking post about it.
Wait, I do want to say this before we move on. That was then, and since we've gotten back together, I don't post anything about our relationship, good or bad. Yeah, okay. I barely post anything at
See
all.
See her in 2 months, niggas start arguing. She
right.
Be like, this
and,
nigga,
and
oh,
I
God.
Haven't, I, my social media days with putting my business out there, I've
I think what
learned
I used to
my
do,
lesson.
I used to do the corny
that.
Shit, like post up a quote.
Yeah,
those are subliminals.
Yeah. Subliminals, yeah. I wasn't doing subs. I was just straight putting it out there.
I think
that
it's
nigga,
so
da,
stupid.
Da, da, da.
The cool shit, I think it's so fucking stupid.
No, Gigi
too.
Would be very specific. That's He'd be it. Like, I found a shirt in the laundry. It wasn't mine. Like,
oh, man. That's cold. That's crazy.
Yeah, but it is true. This is like such a social media age. And the worst place you're ever going to find sympathy on is on social media.
Yeah.
No one, all people want to do is laugh.
They all want
to
laugh.
No one feels sorry for you. No one wants to help you.
They don't care on social media.
I think with my ex, my last serious relationship, I used to try to do things to get him upset with social media.
Mm-hmm.
But in my current situations, I just think it's so pointless and stupid. Like, I feel like it happens to me. Like, I'll do something to get somebody upset and they'll post something stupid on Instagram, a fucking quote. It's like a taste of my own medicine.
Did that bother them though? When you used to be posting quotes and shit? Because that type of shit don't bother me.
It would... Listen, y'all say that it don't bother
me.
It does bother you.
Because I'm telling you from a man, from a nigga to,
no,
to you.
No, I'm telling you. But I'm telling you in my situation, shit. No. When
especially
you're in love with somebody...
coming back.
No, when you're
matter.
In love with somebody and they post something nigga, funny on the internet, it bothers you.
No, it don't. That don't matter. Unless she posting a nigga, it don't matter.
But I might do that.
All right, well, then
you don't do that. Stop it. I never...
You know, when I... No, when I was when he and I used to fight, I would go out to my parties and post up with like my friend, my homeboy or something. Right. But he was the type of guy that did not want you to post with a guy ever.
All you have to do
even
is
if
post,
it was your father, he didn't want you to post.
All you
with
have to
guy.
Do is post a thirst
so
trap picture.
So I could be like in the picture, like, hey, with a peace sign up, and he's like, are you fucking with this nigga? You in the picture with him? You know what I mean?
But listen, what's your rules for posting with women on Instagram? Because I'm sure you go out.
I don't move like that. I don't post a woman on my
but
show.
What if it's just like a fan or somebody in the club?
I'm
or
not post, I mean, I post with, you know, like, I don't really.
Like, can you put a picture up with us on lip service?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What okay. you gonna say? You, what, I'm fucking him? No, I'm not.
Right.
No, I'm not. So, it ain't nothing.
Because there's rules, like, when you're in a relationship as far as posting pictures with members of the opposite sex. Like,
nah.
Y'all can't be arm around each other. You gotta
can't no niggas post her, though. At all.
But
none.
And I just feel
none.
Like
but what if it's like a
none.
I feel like
I
just feel like for a person like us who we work in entertainment, you know what I mean? I feel like it's okay for us to post pictures with other like people in entertainment.
It depends
you know
on
what
how
I mean?
To post,
work related.
How the
exactly.
Is,
like, what if she's like Drake is my favorite artist? She's at the concert and takes a picture with him backstage.
She's a regular girl, or is she like
your girl? Like she's just
no, she's a regular girl. Exactly. How she get backstage?
No,
that's not good.
If you're a regular, if you like you, all right, for sure. Yeah, I know how you got back there. I know
right.
for sure. But a regular girl and a
what if somebody's like, oh, that's Mustard's girl?
No, niggas know not to play with me like that. Don't do that. Don't play. I don't play. Baby mama, I don't play with that. Don't
nah,
play
but
with
that. That's what I'm
picture.
Saying. Like,
she's a fan. Like,
she
can
ain't
be
no
fans
fan of none of these niggas.
No, like,
she can be as fan as she want, but not that
yeah,
taking
but
pictures.
Like,
no.
Like,
no.
But this one got upset because I was in a picture with my best friend and Rick Ross.
Nigga, I'd be hot too.
But it's just you know, like it's just a regular thing. We're
nah.
just we were hosting together. You know what I mean? So
nah.
we took a picture together. That's why. But I don't feel like I should be in trouble for something
but you ever,
like
have
that.
Have you ever did something to do like?
No,
ever,
no.
You ever cheated on him or anything?
Did I, he
blah,
never
blah,
caught
blah,
me
blah.
Cheating on him.
See,
he knows my history of cheating on my previous
that's
boyfriend.
Why. That's why.
And I don't, whatever. What does me cheating on him have anything to do with
taking a picture? Right.
You can, I don't know. You might be around some other type
nah,
of
I'm
news.
Just saying.
Pictures
and
put
he
a lot
knew,
of shit out
he
there.
Knew that I wasn't fucking with Ross.
He didn't know that.
Yes, he did
he
because my friend
Ross?
Was fucking with him.
You got more money than Ross?
No.
Okay then. That's what matters. Real shit.
But I'm just saying I don't feel like I should be in trouble for that.
It's intimidation though. Don't nobody want to see no nigga with their girl that's got that's like on.
But
that
if he, I feel like him is,
me,
who is a person who doesn't work in entertainment. If he took a picture with another model, like you just being a groupie, you wasn't working. You was just being a groupie and you asked for a picture.
Wait, nah. Wait, what you mean?
You know what
if
I mean?
If her dude was to take a picture
because
with
because he's just
model.
A regular guy.
She's
yeah,
in the party.
Different. Yeah. Why would you ask him to see me? My definition of posting a picture. What's the girl name?
Winnie Harlow?
Yeah. I always take pictures with her. But we be in the club and I be DJing. But that's just the homegirl. It ain't nothing like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's regular. But if I was a normal, regular nigga and I was taking pictures of her.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, do you bring her out to the club, though?
Who?
Your girl, like, did she come to the club with you sometimes?
Sometimes. It depends. She be, I got two kids. Like, she don't be on that.
Right.
I don't be wanting her to be on that either.
Right, you don't want her to come to the club.
I want her to be about her money. I want you to get your money up. Go to the club later.
I'm not gonna lie though. If I'm fucking with a famous nigga, I'm gonna get mad that every bitch he takes a picture with. I don't care
why?
If it's Beyonce
even
or anybody. Like,
house,
come
you,
on now, everybody, you gotta
you
take a picture with
even
Beyonce.
Even if it's Beyonce, I'm just like, oh,
if my man
you
take
gotta
a picture
be
with Beyonce.
Fan.
I'm like, yes. How'd you get this picture with Beyonce?
You can't be like that. You mean like? you mean like if you're a regular girl or you got kids? What if you got kids?
No, I mean no. We just dating, just regular dating.
I mean, that's dating shit. But if you got two kids and you
no, yeah, you can take a picture with whoever you want. It don't matter. Yeah. understand what you're saying.
You chilling. You over here in this big ass house. You got a car. You get anything you want. What do you,
like, you going to be here regardless.
What you talking about? So I ain't no.
That's different.
Yeah, with that girlfriend shit is a whole other thing.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Kopari Beauty. Only the best products touch our skin here at Lip Service, and that's why we're so excited to introduce you to Kopari's line of beauty and skincare products. Kopari's products moisturize skin and hair, and it smells great, which is important, and it doesn't have any sulfates, silicones, GMOs, or parabens. Instead, Kopari products are made with 100% organic coconut oil. Makes me so smooth. Kopari tested coconut oils from all over the world to find one of the most premium quality for you to apply from head to toe. Now, one of our favorites is the original game changer, which is Kopari's Organic Coconut Melt. I run out of that so fast because I use it literally like night and day. You can use it as a bath oil, a shaving oil, a massage oil. This super versatile melt is great for your skin no matter what you use it for. The Kopari Coconut Melt can even be used as a nourishing hair mask. It's packed with vitamin E and proteins that keep hair long, strong, and shiny. And guys love the way it tastes. So say aloha to the best skin and hair of your life with Kopari. Go to KopariBeauty.com/Angela now and get 20% off your order. That's Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/Angela for 20% off. Now, if somebody stole your phone, what would you be the most worried about that's in your phone?
Nothing.
You done cleared all your shit out. You ain't got shit.
Nobody
even has your number, so.
I don't even have a number for one. And if they found my phone, probably my Instagram, to be playing with my Instagram or something. I don't know.
Right, that they'll hack you. So you don't have no incriminating pictures. I saw like
you got no sex tape.
Young Doug, they got his phone.
Send me shit like that.
Oh, she don't send no pictures to you?
I don't need her to. I'm going to go home. I can fly you wherever I'm at. What the fuck are you going to send me pictures for? If I do lose my phone,
because maybe she wants you to be out somewhere and look at you and you're like, whoa.
I mean, if
that's
that is
my boo.
If that is, I deleted it right away.
Okay.
I don't keep shit like that on my phone. That's stupid.
Right.
I mean, I think, I don't know. Some niggas do that. Some niggas, I don't know. I don't know why.
They can look at it whenever they feel like it. You on the flight, like, I miss my baby. Let me look at a picture.
Go home, my nigga.
Go home.
Right. Fly her to you. Go home.
So you don't have no videos of y'all together or nothing?
I got regular pictures of us, like regular pictures.
But not like sexual stuff.
What about you, Gigi, if you lost your phone?
She's for sure again.
Yeah, it's over.
She's for sure gonna have some shit. You for sure gonna have some
shit.
My
phone is clean. You can look at it right now.
You lying.
You
told
us.
Exactly. You lying.
No, it's nothing in my phone.
You don't have no videos and nothing.
She for sure. She's super.
No, they in his phone.
Oh, they're in his phone.
What happens if you lose your phone?
Yeah,
it's over.
You know what though? I would be more worried for my friends like you and Lala and people that are like very famous. Like, I'm popular, but I have friends that are very famous that I wouldn't want their numbers getting out there.
They be calling Trey Songz, like,
right?
That's
stuff like that.
If
somebody stole my phone, if I lost my phone, that's the main thing I would be worried about, is them harassing my famous friends.
Wait, so somebody called you from
or my daughter.
Phone, and they pretended to be him?
They was texting me.
And what was he?
He was just talking. I'm like, why is this nigga asking me?
He's like, what is wrong with
him? He was asking me dumb ass shit. I'm like, what is... Called the number and I figured it wasn't him.
That's why you gotta put like code names in your phone for people sometimes.
Yeah. I used to do that when I was stripping.
I'm pretty...
When I was a stripper, every nigga had a code name.
Right.
Just in case. Because I was messing with ball players and rappers, so I'm not about to put them out there like that. Bitches talk, niggas talk.
I'm pretty good when I losing my phone, though.
So... Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't even just in my phone. I mean, code names for conversation.
Right.
Like, if I would be
like
sitting
French
in
Montana's
Starbucks.
Phone.
Right. Like, if I was sitting in Starbucks talking to my homegirl, then we had a name for this nigga. Nobody in the whole, you know, restaurant would know who he was talking about.
Well, no, French Montana actually told us his code names in his phone when he did lip service.
Yeah.
So his code names were Donkey Miami, Donkey.
Yeah, they was Donkey and Thomas.
Donkey Rap Chick, Donkey Basketball.
And then when he ran out of donkeys, he turned them into monkeys.
Yeah, it was Donkeys and Monkeys in his phone.
Man.
No real names. Well, Angela Yee's name was real.
Yeah, I was like, can I please know what my name is in your phone? But fortunately, it said
Angela Yee.
Angela Yee. He did spell Yee wrong, but that's fine. It just said Breakfast Club. I would have been so mad if it said Donkey Breakfast Club.
Oh.
It'd have been over.
That would have been tricky.
Now, Steph, what's in your phone? Your bleached asshole. I know. I seen it.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not worried about if anybody
asshole.
Was supposed
yeah.
to. If anybody was to get into one of my
why
phones,
girls be why do they do that?
Yeah.
Because it turns dark.
Oh, so they, so you want it to be all to one color. So you bleach it so that it's all one color.
You know, some sick, freaky shit. I see.
No, no, no. But anyway, so anyway, with, in my phone, I would just be worried about, you know, the guy that I'm sleeping with. I would be worried about him, and I would just be worried about my phone book, like you said.
Yeah. But the guy you're sleeping with, like, what do you mean? Like, pictures of him?
Yeah, I would just be worried about all my personal conversations, you know, mm-hmm. getting out. That's the only thing I would... I wouldn't be worried about my photos or my videos, because my... excuse me. My photos and my videos are bomb.
Right. It might just help.
So it won't be bad. But I don't think that... and I have a new phone right now. I have two new phones. Both of my phones are the new iPhone, so... I my shit is clean right now. There's nothing. It's just, you know, it backs up your text.
What about in the iCloud?
Yeah, in the cloud, I was... One of my friends got arrested, and, you know, the police weren't able to get into his phone, so I wasn't worried about it, but then I was really... Because I was like, man, if the federal government can't get into somebody's phone, how are they going to get into my phone? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But then I was... I went, and it made me think about it, and I looked at my iCloud storage, and it said that I had, like, 70,000 pictures on there.
Damn.
Yeah. So I completely cleared it out. I don't have anything in the cloud right now.
Okay.
So I'm not worried.
I've never went on
my... Yeah, the only thing I'm worried about would be my personal conversations and my phone book. My phone book is kind of popping. Mm. It's a little lit.
Your phone book is popping. Now, how do you feel about playing matchmaker for your friends, Mustard? Like, let's just say one of your boys is like, yo, hook me up with such and such. Have you ever hooked anybody up or been a matchmaker?
Yeah, I hooked a lot of niggas up.
Because I feel like a lot of guys don't have friends that they feel like are... Like, if you have a really good female friend, right? Or a cousin. Would you really want to hook up with one of your friends?
I just tell her, like, all my homies is dogs.
All of them, right?
All my niggas is dogs.
You would give it a warning like first.
He might fall in love with you and change, but I don't know. All right. My niggas is dogs.
So you give her the warning, but...
Yeah. 9 times out of 10. You gonna talk to him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's gonna catch you when I'm not around. So
right.
You might as well go ahead and talk to this nigga now. Let me just warn you.
But let me give you the disclaimer.
What for about sure. You, Gigi? Have you ever played matchmaker?
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes. Because then you be in the middle of their shit. And if shit goes left, they be looking at you crazy.
Right.
Man, why?
Yeah. I played matchmaker with a family member and a friend.
What happened? They still together?
No.
Damn.
What happened? It went really left?
Cause he wasn't shit, just like every other nigga out there.
That's not true.
Look, he's sitting right next to you. You can't just say that.
That's not true, though. That's really not true.
All right, not every other nigga, but the majority of them.
Y'all act like girls is innocent. Girls ain't innocent.
All girls aren't innocent, but there are some out here that are really...
Just like men.
Have halos.
Just like men.
That don't have cracks and dust on them.
I think that you would be more apt to find a woman... Who is a lot more angelic than a man.
You don't know that?
I'm just saying, in number percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise.
What is the percentage of men? How many good niggas is there versus bad?
I would say good guys is probably about 13%.
What? Out of what?
That's good, out of 100%.
You crazy.
That's a high number, 13 out of every 100.
I'd say 30, 70.
So you really think 30% of your dudes is good?
Mine?
Yeah.
Nah.
What did happen? You come up with those numbers?
Because I know what type of nigga I am. I'm a good nigga. It's a lot of us though. I know a lot of good friends. Just niggas that's just older.
Mm-hmm.
My homeboys though, that's my age.
Right. Don't do it. They run in the streets. Yeah. Are they honest about it though? Because I think it's fine if you're honest.
That's fine if you're honest now.
Like if a guy is running the streets, but he not lying to nobody.
But if he got a
you
girlfriend,
can't lead a girl.
No, if he has a girlfriend,
no, not if he has a girlfriend. You can't lead a girl on and have her thinking you're one thing when really you're not.
Girls like, don't like the truth no way though, so it don't even matter.
Some girls prefer the truth.
Girls don't like the truth. They all say that. Tell me the truth. No,
the reason guys don't want to tell women the truth is because they don't want you to do the shit they doing.
No, that's not true.
I feel like guys feel like if they tell you what they really doing, then you gonna feel like I'm able to do it because now they don't trust you. Like, now you don't tell me what you're doing, and now you don't trust me because you think I might do what you're doing.
Yeah, but...
Because if we stay, don't front. If you tell your woman, look, I'm going to fuck some other chicks every now and then. I can't help it. It is what it is. And she's like, all right, cool. You don't think that's weird?
That's super weird.
And what would you think?
I think she fucking somebody.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's why I feel like about. Guys don't want women.
I'm talking about girls that be like, if you got a girlfriend, I ain't tripping, just tell me the truth. That's a lie.
Right. They don't really
want Because if you tell her the truth, that's not the truth. I'm not saying I do.
Have you ever had anybody lie and say they fucked you, but they didn't?
Hell yeah.
What? That happens a lot?
Hell, I mean, not a lot, but it's a couple girls in LA that said they was messing with me, but I don't mess with them.
Did they say you was good or
they don't get to that part. They only get to the tricking part.
Is it hard for you to like say somebody wants to take a picture with you randomly when you're out?
Yeah.
And it's a woman, but she's a fan, she's, you know, you see her in Walmart or something, she wanna take a picture.
Yeah.
Do you do it or are you like, I don't know if I should?
I do. I'm not finna tell no fan though, cause thinking okay. What she finna be thinking about at home. I was a fan. Obviously we wasn't in the private place.
Right, because sometimes people are funny about it. What if it's in the hotel lobby?
Nah, I probably ain't gonna be able to do that.
I mean,
hotel lobby. What are y'all doing in the hotel lobby?
I'm saying she's staying in the same hotel as you, so that they run into you in the lobby. Oh my God, can I take a picture?
I mean, unless it's in like Vegas or something. You know, I'm always in Vegas. You know, it's a big hotel.
Right.
But like, if you catch me in a hotel lobby, that's like, how are you supposed to get out of that?
Yeah, that's
not. I was supposed to say that wasn't, you know?
I wouldn't
want nobody taking no picture in no lobby with my girl.
Now, if you're friends with your ex, right, should you let them know that you're having a baby or that you're getting married? Like, if y'all are cool and speak, do you feel like obligated to say, hey, just so you know, before you hear it from somebody else?
Yeah, I don't talk to none of my exes. I don't know. I wouldn't. She don't either.
You said what? She don't talk to none of her exes either?
No, not to my knowledge. I hope not.
Oh.
She going to be back with him.
So wait, she can't even just speak like...
She can't do nothing.
Damn, that sounds crazy.
She can't do... Why would you... What you talking to your ex for?
I mean, just like maybe y'all was really tight. Your families were tight.
My nigga, no. Talking to them for what?
Happy birthday.
Happy
once
birthday
a year.
For what? You got a good birthday right here. What the fuck are you talking about? Happy birthday for what?
I agree with him.
What you happy birthday
Damn.
For? If your nigga is taking care of you the right way, how a nigga's supposed to be taking care of his girl, and all that, she ain't gonna even care about... Talking to the next nigga. Or you
I don't feel like my boyfriend would be upset about that.
It ain't about being upset. It's about your nigga taking care of you. Like, doing what he's supposed to do.
But are you reaching out to him for his birthday or is he reaching out to you for yours?
It don't matter. No reaching out. He shouldn't even...
No communication.
When you get with the right nigga, them numbers change. What you talking to anybody? You don't even talk to them?
Yeah. Well, but you see, this is how a lot of guys are. They want you to change your number when you get with them.
They ain't changing
theirs. But that's... I'll change mine.
You're
for
such
sure.
A good guy.
I change my number all
She's
the time.
Lucky.
But it's like that's the thing. What you, if you with a nigga that's doing right by you, for real, right mm-hmm. by you, why you got a problem with changing your number? Change your number. What you got to talk to them about?
Because
you
know, I want people that I've known for years and years and years to have my number.
I feel like, Angela, I feel like the business that you work in, the business that I work in, you know, I don't feel like I'm going to change my number for a guy. I fake changed my number in my last relationship. And I think if I would have really did it, I would have really regretted it.
But what did you holding on to, though?
Losing touch with all these people.
You know, exactly.
So
you're
fake changing your number. What you do, just buy another phone?
I bought another phone and I put the old phone in the drawer and then I moved on with my life.
What is you trying to keep in touch with these people for? That's the past. It's over.
But it's like work contacts that he just couldn't understand that.
She didn't say work. She said exes.
Right.
Nah, but you know, X has got the work and got the number that you have for years. I got my number since 2008. I have the same number for 8 years.
I don't mind my boyfriend talking to his ex, or he don't mind me talking to my ex every now and then.
But Angela, how would you feel if a guy asked you to change your number because you guys are in a serious relationship?
I changed my number when I moved to New York.
It ain't about changing
Gigi changed her number.
That's not it. This is
Angela.
When I left, I went through all kind of shit.
We did. We went through the whole...
Okay, did Kai change his number?
Who?
Your boyfriend. My bad. Did he change his number? Yeah. But did your man change his number?
No.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And he wouldn't change his number because he's a businessman.
Nah, shit, I'm a businessman.
And Angela, you're a businesswoman. And would you change your number?
I'm not changing my number.
Exactly. You would not. And I don't feel like I should either.
I'm going to tell you why.
First of all, hit all your business people up. I'm changing my number. This is my number. Lock me in. It's not that hard, my nigga.
I'm
going
to tell you why.
Stop it.
The reason why is because we never had no issues.
Stop it.
Like, I never had an issue. He never been like, I don't trust you. I don't believe you.
It ain't about trust.
It was about trust with me.
Yeah. Like,
I changed my number because... The situation, I moved from one state to another to live with him, and I just felt like changing my number. It was my idea.
It was
wasn't
idea.
Him
cool.
saying, change your number. It was me saying, I'm gonna change my number. Fresh slate, fresh number, fresh start. And guess what? If I want to contact anybody from my past, I know how to find their asses. I don't need to say number.
They ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Look,
but I changed my number because
he said you sick. Me and Stephanie not changing our numbers.
I'm not changing my number. I'm not doing it. I'm gonna. You know how much money I would have lost if I did not. If I would have really changed my number.
How
I
would have
lost touch with so many people.
Listen,
I would have lost touch with so many people.
That's why you take an hour of time and say this is my new
promoters.
This is my new number. Text me here. Plus, I don't have that number no more.
Nah, but I think, so honestly, easy. I think when I fall in love with somebody for real, I'm not going to give a shit. Exactly.
Yeah, you're not going to care. You're going to be like, I'm right mm-hmm, here. I'm kicked up. I'm chilling.
Like, I knew looking at the person I was with that wasn't my final stop.
I mean, I had the same number for like 12 years.
That's what I'm saying. I got my same number for 8 years.
Oh, so you cool then?
Yeah, he's fine. He don't be stressing me about nothing.
Yeah, see, yes, certain people click like that.
Right.
Me and mine's click like that because, shit, the number changed. My number changed. I always change my number. I'm talking about.
I'm not gonna lie though. When I got one of my son's father, I changed my number.
Asking for favors.
Yeah, but ain't no. She ain't never gonna hear no ex come and say she talked to me.
Right.
You ain't gonna even. I probably wouldn't even look at my ex if I see.
Do you mind if she looks at your phone? Like your woman, she could look at your phone.
For sure. What you gonna what? What you wanna look for?
No problems.
Look, what you gonna see? You ain't gonna find nothing.
You ever look at her phone?
Nope. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna look. I'm scared.
Bro, no,
I don't think it's nothing in there. I know in my heart that ain't nothing up in there, but I don't want to. I'm not going. When you look for shit like that, you search.
Right.
You find something. I might find a conversation with her homegirls. They talking about some bullshit that I don't want to know.
Right.
Same with her. She might find a conversation with me and my niggas. I got a group chat right now. Niggas be sending all type of crazy shit in there.
Kind of pictures and stuff. My group chat's lit. My group chat's lit.
My group chat go up. For real. It be all type. I mean, you looking at shit like, dude, these niggas is crazy.
I'm not going to lie. Our group chats be a little crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't. You ain't gonna.
As a matter of fact, I remember YG, he had his phone, and I was like, whoa, what's this picture? Yeah, no, he's like, no, it was a group chat.
Yeah, that group chat can get real. I'll be getting home like 4 a.m. I should be like, bloop, bloop, bloop.
He'd be like, not right now.
Chat. Yeah, it should be serious. But I don't go to her phone, though.
All right, now, when is social media inappropriate? I was watching this whole thing about Shardy Lowe and his funeral, and his daughter got upset because people were posting selfies.
I'd have been hot.
With the body.
With the body.
First of all, I wouldn't even have my funeral like that. I'd have the funeral cut off.
How you have your funeral? You're not even there. I mean, you're there, but you're not.
I mean, what you mean, if like, you're talking about how you
I mean,
want things to go.
You know, somebody was, you know.
I personally think
anybody,
that.
You know, that happened, I would, no, not to the public.
Right. I personally think that they had a public wake, but mm-hmm. they should have made a no phone rule at the public wake. Right. And I feel like at the real funeral, which was the next day, like what people posted, that was a public wake that was Friday evening. The funeral was Saturday afternoon.
Right.
So the funeral Saturday afternoon was like his real friends and family, not open to the public. I feel like the one that they had, the wake that they had that was open to the public, I feel like they should have made a no phone rule and established it and really been serious about it.
Right.
Like even if you got to leave your phone with a church lady until you walk down and see the body come out, because they was really going over. Like his body was all over my Explore page, and that is disrespectful. And I definitely feel where his daughter was coming from, saying, have some respect. Like I know y'all love him and y'all fans and all of that, but at the end of the day, this is my father and this is his dead body.
Some niggas was just doing that just to do it.
I was there.
Like, bro, that's not
and
cool.
And people also made a big deal about them having his body pull up at the strip club. And I personally understand why they did that.
That was cool.
No, yeah, that was cool. Yeah, it's not like they took the casket inside. Like,
man, that was cool.
When Biggie died, they drove his body through Brooklyn. What's any different? They drove his body through Bankhead. Cool. He's the king of Bankhead. Blue Flame is on Bankhead. So if they gonna drive past the club, why not drive up through the parking lot where the people at that he just was in there before he passed away?
Yeah, that's cool.
So I was reading the comments on that one when people were saying like, oh, that's disrespectful, but I didn't think that part was disrespectful. But I did think people taking selfies of his body was definitely disrespectful. Yeah,
I mean, it should have been like a given for them to have the no phone rule. When my brother died, it was a rule they couldn't have their phone in the room where his casket was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
And people should feel like, crazy for violence.
Exactly. I just don't understand why anyone would want to take a picture with
because
a
there
person
was no,
in a coffin.
Well, there was a couple of pictures, but there was no body, you know, dead body footage of the actual funeral.
Right.
Floating around on the net.
It's terrible.
Excuse me, the way that it was from the wake.
What are some other places where it's inappropriate to take pictures?
The hospital.
Oh man, I hate when people do that. Like my grannies and beds.
I don't understand it. Yeah. Like these people on social media don't give a fuck about your grandmother.
Even with even when you're having a newborn baby. I think that sometimes that's a little bit too much to have, like,
not if she's just laying there getting ready to, you know,
I've seen the baby coming out the pussy on my page.
Oh
my
God.
On Explore page. I've seen the baby, like, with all of the stuff on it.
With all of the
kids. They do.
I have a 10-year-old.
That shit nasty. That's not, I mean, I don't mean like that, but that shit ain't cool, my nigga. To put on internet.
Yeah, to put on the internet.
To be seeing that shit is like,
I was so mad that my sister was taking pictures of my son coming out of my vag. I kicked her out the room and everything. I opened my eyes and I see her snapping pictures and I was like, girl, the fuck out of this room. Yeah,
but maybe she was doing it for you to have later.
That's what she was saying. I was just doing it. Like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah,
you don't. I do. Like, you don't. I love that. I want to see it looking nice.
My sister's boyfriend was supposed to be in the room with when I had my daughter so that he can film it. But
your
it happened.
Your sister's boyfriend?
Yeah. But it happened too fast. So, well, it was her boyfriend at the time. They're not together no more. But that's at the time,
I wouldn't want my sister's boyfriend.
But he was there just to film the birth.
Man, that shit is crazy.
And he didn't get there enough time, so he didn't get to see anything or film the birth. But I wanted the birth filmed. Then she was pregnant after my daughter, and they filmed her birth, and I was so mad that I didn't get that.
You didn't film the birth of your kids?
Hell no. I don't know. I remember that for life. I remember.
It's in my memory.
Please. And my son's father, he looked and he said, you know what? That's not something I ever want to see again.
Yeah, it's not. It's a blessing.
I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing.
But
you got to think about it, especially for a man who loves you and loves to make love to you, and they enjoy that part of your body. Then they see it all
looking
crazy.
You know, they say most women shit when they give birth, right?
Nah.
Is that true?
I didn't either.
Yeah, I always hear that women shit.
I don't know about most, but
they say when you're pushing, it's
you're pushing.
I don't know.
I didn't. But I've heard that happen. I've heard that it happens.
But I just feel like
a woman should know what you pushing from.
Like
you pushing your uterus or your ass. Like a woman should know.
Did it make you feel weird having sex after that?
I had sex for a long time after that.
You're not supposed to though. Also,
yeah, but even after that time, I was like, "You sure you cool? You cool?" Like,
After what I seen, I don't know if that's right.
That's what the body is made for.
You dilate means stretch the cervix so that it can make room for the baby,
and then we snap out,
and then it snap right on back. It snap when you did have sex back. It was right.
It was right, but that shit was scared of the mother.
They say pregnant sex is the best sex.
It is.
They do say that.
It is.
He said it is. Look, smiling everything. It is.
What's so great about it?
It's just the best. It's fire. She ain't gonna get pregnant.
Well, you know what?
She's not gonna get pregnant.
Which I'm sure you don't mind if she gets pregnant again.
I don't want to have no more kids. Not right now.
Right, later
I'm
on.
Cool.
Just knock it all out now, though.
Nah, I got like the perfect little thing. I got an older boy and a younger girl, so
it's like me and my brother.
But that shit is having a baby. Shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When you see that, it's like,
oh. Did you? Could you tell when you shot up in there that you got her pregnant? Like, did you have a feeling? Like,
hell no.
Because people say they know. I've heard people say they know the night it happened.
Man, they lying. Nobody know that.
Like, I know.
I think I was faded.
I knew in hindsight.
I was fucked up.
In hindsight, like once I realized I was pregnant, I counted back to the day and was like, oh yeah.
She thinks she knows. She'll tell you. Let her tell you. She'll be like, I know. It was this night. We was both drunk. Like, no, my nigga. I don't know. You don't know that though.
Today's episode of Lip Service is also brought to you by Green Chef. Green Chef is bringing you amazing dinners delivered weekly directly to you. Now, me, Stephanie, and Gigi all use this and we love it, okay? It's super easy and it tastes great. Green Chef's USDA certified organic meal kits make it easy to cook healthy and feel great about where your food comes from. Green Chef provides you with everything that you need to cook these amazing dinners. They have organic, non-GMO ingredients that are pre-chopped and pre-measured. All the step-by-step recipe instructions and photos. And you know what's great for those of us with busy schedules? We still want to eat right. This is what's great. Whether it's paleo, vegetarian, gluten-free, or vegan, Green Chef has something for everybody. Now, every single one of us adores Green Chef and we share it with everyone we know. When cooking healthy is this easy, it's hard for you to keep it to yourself. There's no shopping, no planning, and no commitment. You can switch between menus, skip weeks, or cancel whenever you want. As a matter of fact, we're actually going to go ahead and cook one of these meals for you and post it so you can see how easy it is. And for our listeners, you can enjoy 4 free meals by signing up at greenchef.com/lipservice. That's greenchef.com/lipservice. Green Chef, cooking made deliciously simple. Now, have you ever tried things like shrooms or mollies and stuff like
mollies.
That?
Mollies. ex.
Sex on Molly, is that better, you think, than...
Hell no, you fucking all night long.
Fucking all night, can't come.
You never gonna nut. That shit is miserable. That shit is not cool, yo. I'm telling you right now.
I agree.
Or your dick could get off.
Yeah, yeah, or your shit won't get off, and you'll be fucking all night until it's dry, and then you don't want to fuck no more.
And then she's like, and then you can't.
She's ready to stop, but you still trying to fight and figure out how you gonna nut, and you never gonna
nut. And you're never gonna nut.
Do you get blue balls?
No, I never got that before. Is that really real?
Yeah, it's a real scientific thing.
That shit ain't real. What that mean?
It means that, like, you didn't come, so then I guess it gets all, like, stopped up. And it's, they said it's very painful.
I don't think that's true.
I think it is. It's very painful.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that that's true. That's not, like... I
wouldn't wish that on you.
I wouldn't wish that on nobody.
So what happens when you fuck for that long and don't come? You just...
Nothing.
It doesn't hurt?
You just fuck and you get dry and then...
And you just be over it.
Fuck
it
till it's dry.
And you just go to sleep and that's it?
Your dick just be hard.
You
or you're a nut.
You couldn't come from jerking off or nothing.
If you can't come from hitting some shit, you for sure ain't coming from jacking off. That's
well,
not
I don't
how.
Know. Listen,
what you
sometimes,
thinking about?
Sometimes guys come faster like that because you could do it like quick.
Niggas
and-
come fast, period.
True.
That's what don't
she said true.
Niggas is going that fast regardless. That don't even matter. Unless you just been having sex with that person for a long time and now you used to them.
Right.
That's the only way. But shit. You having sex with a new girl, it's a wrap. That's what I believe.
No. Should we? He says what I heard. Should we be offended if you take a long time to come? Like as a
probably.
Woman, if your man takes a long time, should
hell
it be like?
Yeah. If a nigga taking that long, niggas, porn stars don't even do that. Y'all do know that, right?
What's too long?
Nigga, 10 minutes is too long. Real, real shit. Niggas
oh,
is not.
Man.
Nah.
Come
nah,
on
nah.
now.
You tripping. You tripping.
My nigga,
tripping.
I'm telling
minutes
you right now.
Tripping.
Unless y'all switching positions in them 10 minutes, then that's. I'm
No.
Are y'all switching positions or are y'all staying in one position?
No, it's staying in one position. You're setting yourself up for a disaster.
Right,
then. It's going to come in 2 minutes. All right,
for sure.
Truth.
All right, so if you switch in, all right, for sure.
But you know, you got when he's getting a little too excited, you got to do something
switch
else.
Yeah, but that's only going to come down for a little bit.
Exactly.
It's coming down like that. You can
nah,
feel
and
it.
Then you gotta switch it up
as
again.
A dude, you feel it coming up. You know you finna nut, and then it, you know, you switch and
right.
it goes back down, and then you go,
and then it and comes back.
What if you get to a fire position within that ten minutes?
It's
over.
It's over. It's
so 10 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. If a guy's taking 40 minutes,
yeah,
and
40 minutes,
y'all
is
on
yeah,
hey, like you,
listen,
you,
do you know,
you, just
you, know pornos, you know, pornos is 4 minutes a scene, right?
It is.
Yeah, real shit. So when them niggas
like,
be fucking on, no, I ain't study it. I just know. When niggas be fucking on porn and it look like forever, it's really not. It's really like 4 minutes in one position and then niggas is switching. And it might not even be 4 minutes. And then them niggas, but it look long because them niggas is just fucking for a long time.
I thought that that was part of the requirement for being a porn star is you had to be able to fuck
no.
for a
or
long time.
Or you can take
time.
Some pills. I took a pill before, like this little Libby shit.
What's it
you
called?
Heard about them little Libby shit?
Like some ginseng? Some
like,
shit?
No, they selling like a liquor store. It'd be like the little white man and the white girl on there.
Oh, like the shit that be the gas station or something?
On everything.
And did it work?
Hell yeah, but that shit give you a headache and that shit ain't cool.
What does it do? It's supposed to
you
make
just
you
just be fucking for a long
yo,
time.
Yo, this
you'll
one time me
star.
And my dude fucked for like seven. We fucked seven times in like a 24-hour time span. And I was like, he had to have taken something. Like, it's no
for
way
sure.
he was that horny.
He for sure.
Like,
for
I was
sure.
on the phone with my homegirls like, yo, why we just fucked again? It's time number five. Like,
right.
What's going on?
Have you ever came so many times and nothing came out?
Hell no. That's possible.
Yeah. If you fuck seven times in one day, by the time you busting nuts, it's air.
Nah. Do y'all believe that? I mean, not do y'all believe. Y'all agree that girls, all these girls, is not nothing? They all faking?
A lot of
they're
girls
not
is faking.
All faking.
Yes, they is.
A lot
all
of them,
are faking.
Them, no. I believe every woman has faked at some
out
point.
Of what percentage
yes.
is girls faking? Out of percentage.
Girls faking.
I would say about 30%. 30%?
Let me tell you.
What?
No, let me tell you. Girls are faking because naturally it's hard for them to have an internal orgasm. So in order to make the guy feel like they're doing their job, instead of being honest and saying, look, babe, it's better for me to come if you do this, or I'm really only going to come externally, so you probably should just eat the box, or whatever, however you say it. Instead of doing that, they just fake it, so then they just feel like,
what is the point of faking it, though?
I'm very fortunate is that I could come most of the time that I have sex, but there might be a couple of times that I don't. So I might just be like, yeah, I came, because most of the time I do anyway. So sometimes it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, but
Sometimes it's not going to happen.
But most of the time I do, so it's not a big deal.
What's the point of lying? You might as well say, never mind. That would
listen,
be
I'm not going to lie. I'm just going, if you can't make it happen, then I'm going to roll over and make it happen myself.
Yeah, that would be more respectable anyway.
Than be like,
are there times that you don't come, you never nipples. Pretended to come?
Or something, help.
I'm coming every time. There ain't no time for me nothing. I'm
unless you want Molly, then maybe not.
Yep, and I don't do Molly's no more, so I ain't fucking with that shit.
What made you stop doing it?
That shit's just too much. Like, you be really faded, and then you be thinking about shit that you... Like, that shit makes you really emotional. You know what I'm saying? Right. It make you call all your friends like, I love y'all, man. Y'all you wake up in the morning like...
They be like, messing on that Molly
again. When I used to be popping Molly's, I used to be single and shit. I used to be, like, talking on the phone, calling all these girls, like... Man, I just really want to be with you. Like, I know for a fact, like, I love you. Like, you tell it and you wake up in the morning, like, what the fuck was I doing? Just on some thirsty shit. That should make you really
and they
crazy.
Probably be texting you, but just last night, you told me you
exactly.
love me.
Exactly. Right. That's you why you mean? Realize what
and
the fuck
And then you
was
realize, like, what?
Because it'll be a girl that you don't even like.
Right.
It'll be somebody that's just like, what am I doing? Like, I'm tripping. I should have fucked you up.
Do you ever feel bad, like, regret any a way that you treated a woman in your past? Like, you dogged her out?
Nah, I ain't never really dogged nobody out like that.
Mm-hmm. Not even just lying and saying I want to be with you.
Yeah, I mean that in that way, but I ain't never really dogged a girl out. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not even that type of nigga to be real.
Do you have a lot of female friends?
Nah, hell nah.
I'm just wondering, you know.
I'm not the one of them niggas that just be fucking all these bitches.
No, either. I said friends, like just
I know,
friends.
I got homegirls, but right. I don't got like. We ain't close like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, I'm talking to you every day, what you doing. You know, if you like that, it's like my sister or some shit like that. But
right. Like, you could confide in a woman, like, I want to buy my wifey something special.
Her friends.
You talk to her friends
about
it.
I'm cool with one of her friends, mm-hmm. like a sister, but not all of them.
Now, what's something that you want to try that you've never done in the bedroom? If you could say, man, I always wanted to try this. Maybe I will. Oh, and let me not forget that you had some homework.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I had some homework.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stephanie wasn't here, but yeah, is there something that you wanted to try that you never tried?
No, I can't think of nothing. To be real.
Nothing? Have you had sex in a public place?
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think of an assignment we could give Mustard to try when he gets home.
Yeah, I had sex in a public place before. In a car.
I kind of feel like I would like for you to get tied up or something. You said blindfolded you would do. You never did it, but you would do it.
Yeah, I probably would do it.
All right, that might be something interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, Gigi, you had some homework.
I did.
Your homework?
Yeah. Last time we did lip service.
What you had to do?
I was supposed to initiate sex with my guy.
Because a lot of times
women don't initiate. Shit. A lot of times.
And she said she doesn't really initiate sex.
I do it, but not on a regular basis.
You don't have that problem?
I don't be even initiating sex.
She just, yeah.
I mean, is that good to say? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But yeah, I don't initiate sex like that.
She do.
Hell yeah. I like that
and
better.
And you always
though.
With it.
I like that better.
I'm always with it. So
yeah,
when
it's just better if you just get in the bed and she just grab your shit and then you just you on.
That's what I was telling her. I was like, guys like for women
that was what I told Valerie was that was my number one way of initiating. I'll just grab his dick.
Okay,
and then it'll go in my mouth for just something.
That's crazy.
For you to initiate sex, did you do it?
No.
Oh, you didn't do it?
Oh, no.
God. Why you didn't do it?
Because we not on good terms right now.
That's why you really should do it.
That's the best time.
That's why you really should do it.
All right, well, now he's going to have to wait until, like, Saturday.
Dang.
That's
Damn,
fucked up.
That's cold.
Y'all know why?
Nah, I know why.
Okay.
I mean, I got it.
I'll do it, but we wasn't on good terms.
Yeah, you supposed to do that.
But when we not on good terms?
Nah, when y'all are.
But that might help you be on good terms now.
But I'm not trying to
fix an argument like some sex.
Wait,
for sure.
Wait.
You don't argue no more.
Let's be clear. We aren't on good terms right now, and I am usually to one that initiates us being back on good terms by doing something,
right.
And I'm refusing to do that right now.
Okay,
it's like
you're
a Russian standoff. Yeah, like I'm not going to be the one to come and apologize to you when I didn't do anything.
He likes to be apologized.
You know he likes to be apologized to, but I'm not going to do that this time, and I'm purposely not doing it this time because I'm always the one that do it, and I don't feel like I did anything wrong. So I don't know. Maybe by Saturday I'll be feeling like I want some. Dick, and then I'll just grab it.
Just grab his dick.
Yeah. And then we'll be friends again.
I feel like men like when women initiate sex.
Hell yeah. I mean, I don't even
Like, imagine you come home late at night. You've been in the studio all night. She's laying in the bed sleep. You jump into bed. You're tired. You've been working all night. And now she done just grabbed your dick and that's it.
That's it. That's fire.
Yeah, that's see? Fire. That's a great feeling.
Every day. Okay. You should do that all the time. You shouldn't even let him do it.
Stephanie, how often do you initiate sex?
When I'm in a relationship, I'm the initiator. I'm always horny.
That's the...
Because always... Like, the nigga walks in, I'm like, you ready?
Yeah, see? That's
can
the
we problem. Do it now?
Yeah, see, that's the perfect thing.
So, yeah, when I'm in a relationship, I'm like you're that. But I'm not in a relationship now, so I don't have the opportunity to...
She does.
I don't have the opportunity to initiate sex.
But you initiate sex with your booze.
With my boo, I mean, again, I'm an initiator. So, whatever, I'll get in the bed, and we'll do whatever we do, and then we'll lay down, and then I'm, like, ready to go. I'm, like, the creepy spider, like, going for his dick. Ready to suck it again.
A creepy spider.
That's
creep creeping.
So yeah, that so yeah, that is an opportunity to
initiate.
Yeah,
like, why don't you never do touch me now?
I hear
like,
that complaint a lot from women. I hear that complaint a lot from women nowadays.
Well, now why don't niggas?
That men don't initiate sex as much as they should. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, that makes it. That's what makes a woman feel attractive and like sexual. And it's true. And like she shouldn't even, you know, if she tells you that one time, that's her telling you that because she's tipping you off to something, and that's why you got to really make that effort to do that.
For sure, you're right.
You know,
I don't initiate it at all.
Yeah, and the same way you feel like she should, we feel like you should.
That's true. You're right.
And you know what would be nice? Like, what if you, like, why am I giving him things that I think he should do? Yeah, what if you got her, like, something sexy to wear and
nah,
just...
Nah, I don't fuck with that.
You don't like lingerie?
Hell, that shit just look goofy to me. Like, let's just wear your panties and just...
Just wear your panties.
Put on my boxers, like, in the bed. I'm not...
She don't ever wear lingerie, though?
I don't... She had before, but I just started laughing because that shit is so
you
goofy.
You fucked it up.
Oh, you fucked
you
up.
You can't
that's
do that.
That's too goofy, my nigga. Like, you're not... You're serious right now.
I'm not gonna lie. That shit do feel good.
That is
though.
Serious. You're not serious. Like, she's tried, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
you can't, you got it. But it looks sad. It didn't look nice.
It looked cool, but it's just like, what are you doing? Like, that's not, I ain't with that
that's
shit.
That's foreplay.
I ain't with that
it's
shit.
It's a form of like foreplay. You don't like play dress up and stuff like that, or no type of like
role playing.
Yeah, we're about to say roll call.
No. Roll call.
Like, like, she's the engineer in the studio.
Man, come on with that shit. Hell
no. No, what was yours? You had a pizza girl?
Oh yeah, you could be delivering a pizza.
Y'all really did that before?
No, I never did it.
Oh,
but I was saying,
how
I think
does that work?
I think things like that would be fun. Like if you pretend you don't know each other.
Well, I mean, first of all, me and her too goofy to be doing that.
But that's what
I'm
makes it even
laughing.
Funnier.
That's gonna make sex not fun because I'm not gonna be hard no more.
I think sex should be funny because I be having fun during sex.
Nah, if it's funny.
Like
it's
I might say some shit that's really funny.
Nah, see, you might fuck up the mood. Yeah, she might do some funny shit and just fuck up my whole mood.
I gave up doing fucking lingerie and shit like that because you guy sees you like that and it's like, oh, and that's it, it's cool.
You can really only wear the shit one time.
Yeah, because it's
being ripped. You can't bring out the same lingerie
I think the new way to get your man excited about a piece of clothing that you're wearing, like a sexy little thing like that, is just like a little panty that might have like something special
that's
going
it.
On.
Right.
And that's it.
That's
or
it.
A little shorts that might have
that's
something
it.
Special.
What about heels?
You know?
What about if she got
no,
some new shoes?
Just wear some shorts that make your ass look big. And I'm
yeah,
walking
and that's
like,
it. And guys are happy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because niggas is like that when you see girls in jeans.
Right.
So just imagine coming, if your girl thick, if you.
No, and then you go hard. You put the stockings with the garter on and all the extra shit, and he
like
laughing
like,
at you.
Nah, I like when I come home and she just got like her shorts on and like a cool shirt, them little shirts.
Like a little crap top.
That's it for me. I'm ready.
Okay.
After that, I'm ready. Got your
so
hair.
So fuck all the planning and shit.
Nah,
like
but
that.
That's what I'll do now. Like I last year for the guy that I was fucking with, well, I still fuck with him. I for his birthday, I put on like an underwear and it had like a bow on it.
It's like a present.
So you were like
a
present.
Present. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's like the furthest I'm taking lingerie. That's the furthest.
Lingerie should be.
I did like the garter.
The stockings
the
with
garter,
the garter is lovely. I love that.
Yeah.
But guys,
niggas
they see
like
you in
shit.
It and it's like, ksh, ksh,
Well, I feel like guys like it. What you have to do is, and what I learned from being in the strip club is, you have to put the panties on over top of the garter, so that way you can take the panties off and still have all the rest of that shit on.
Yeah, okay.
And you don't gotta go.
I never had a garter, so I don't even know.
It's nice and guys love it.
It's like the stockings. The thing that's attached to the stockings.
Right. And yeah, I never had that.
Oh, that little see-through shit?
Yeah. That shit like a lot of effort.
But that's why you put the panties on the top.
It looks
so
good.
Then you can take that off.
And it looks good. And it makes your legs look longer. It's nice. But guys don't appreciate that shit no more.
Niggas don't care.
A nice little panty. And that's it.
Boy short crop top. They don't even care if you ashy.
We spending all this money buying lingerie.
You don't need a guy to grab the coconut oil because he don't even care if you ashy.
Oh, but you know what guys I found that guys are finding sexy, like the sexy body jewelry. Like, you know, like it's just a chain.
Yeah, the body
guys
jewelry.
Like that shit.
You like body jewelry?
Mm.
Like a
he's not even paying attention.
When you say body jewelry, what
do
you mean?
Like
it's
the
like
chain,
a chain that goes like across your belly,
that goes around your stomach.
Oh no, I ain't
guys like
that
it.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. Or like a stomach. Like
he just wants you to wear his wife beater,
right?
Yeah, just wear a wife.
He wants you to wear his boxer briefs.
Oh, but guys love that when you show up
or a man's shirt,
a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's fire.
So what if you were home doing whatever and she was out somewhere and then she came home to you and she had just like a trench coat on with some fire ass boots.
She came home to me like that?
He'd be like, where
but
the
she
fuck
did it on purpose.
No, where the fuck were you at?
No, like she did
I'm
it on purpose.
Not come home like that.
But what if she like come down to your man cave like that? Like if you in the house doing something and then
she come down to the studio.
Right.
With she's like, too goofy
some
for
sexy
that.
Shit on.
She's too goofy for that. Like, that's not.
Well, I was
laughing.
In a relationship with somebody that I was living with and we went to dinner and I had nothing but the coat on and the underwear. And he didn't notice until we were sitting at dinner. He's like, why are you not taking off your jacket? And I was like, I don't really feel like it. And it was really exciting for him to know that I was naked under that coat.
Now, how about that? That's subtle.
That's different.
Yeah, nah, you know, we were at dinner.
But
I'll
probably
start
tripping like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? Why would you do that?
You uptight, Mustard. I'm realizing. You're a little uptight.
I am.
You got to loosen tripping. Up. I want you to do some role play. That's your homework.
I ain't doing no fucking role play.
Like, man.
I ain't doing no fucking role play.
Hell no. I'm too goofy. She's too goofy. Like, I couldn't take her serious walking down stairs right. doing that.
She'll be like, oh my God, you broke into the house. He's like, no, I fucking live here.
How'd you get in?
You're a burglar. don't steal me, you burglar. Did you guys celebrate together when you put the album out?
Who, me?
The new album, yeah. Like, is that like, yay, the album's done, let's go out and celebrate?
Nah. I didn't celebrate at all, though.
Why not?
I mean, I went to a club, but hell no.
That's a huge accomplishment, though.
Yeah, we'd rather go shopping and shit.
Right.
All that celebrating shit.
Like, no vacations? Y'all don't go on vacation?
Oh, we just went to Hawaii, like, 3 weeks ago or something.
How was Hawaii?
That shit was cool.
I've never been to Hawaii, either.
Yeah, that shit fire.
That shit fire,
I want my kids and shit, but it's cool.
What do you think is the best place that you've been on vacation if you had to recommend to somebody?
We went to Paris right before that, though.
Yeah, we love Paris.
We went shopping and shit out there. So
yeah,
cool.
Paris is my
so you think vacation-wise, if you had to recommend to people, take your girl here, Paris.
Nah, it's this other shit I want to go to. I want to go to Bora Bora, but...
Bora Bora is very interesting to
you
these days. No, but we was just talking about it.
It's another one, though. It's another one.
The Maldives.
That's it. Envy just went there with his family. They
was
all dressed in
that. Envy got bread. You doing shit like that. Look at her. Still taking selfies by the mic. What are you doing?
Come on. You two on point. You two on point, all right? You just be noticing.
Nah. Yeah, Envy got
listen,
bread.
We don't notice it because we used to it.
Yeah. Stephanie be taking some selfies, boy.
For sure. Nah, but I want to go to like Bora Bora or some shit like that.
All right.
I ain't been there yet. We just started doing shit like that, though.
No, that's dope, though.
So, yeah, traveling is everything.
And you need those so vacation, like, down times when you've been working a lot.
Yeah, but I can't not work even when I'm on vacation. It's hard to just not be in my emails and like.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to take like 3 or 4 days of no emails and just disconnect and from everything. Uh-huh. It actually really helps,
especially when you're that far away. Because guess what? When you're that far away, you want a whole different time zone anyway. So even when you are replying to people, they probably sleep and they ain't going
to
get it for another 6 hours.
I was overseas for like a whole month and a half this summer.
So right.
I know that shit. That shit is tricky.
All right, well, we appreciate you coming through. I know they said you got a lot of things going on because the new album is out now.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and it was a very cold summer, by the way, all summer.
It was.
We were saying that summer didn't really start till like August, and now it's over.
And now it's over.
Yeah. But then as cold as I thought it would be out here right now. That's cool.
I'll stick around for two more days. You'll see.
I'll be back in a couple weeks.
Well, thank you so much, DJ Mus. I hope that you really go home and try some of these things and implement
You
sex.
Have to initiate sex. That's your homework.
Our blindfold.
Homework I had.
Yeah, you all both have the same homework. She's going to initiate sex and you are. Because if a woman tells you something that kind of like bothers her, that means it really bothers her. So
what
that
about
means
me? Can I get some homework?
Oh, Stephanie, I don't know what homework to give. Let me see.
Yeah, I don't know no homework for you.
Oh, okay. Let's give Stephanie some homework.
Yes.
But Gigi didn't listen. It was like 2 weeks ago I told her what to do.
Well, we ain't been talking since then.
I know. What homework can we give Stephanie?
She knows.
No homework for me.
I know, Stephanie, you do good. Stephanie does great. She does everything she's supposed to do.
Stephanie's
she masturbates.
Yeah.
She has all kinds of toys at home.
Yes, and I'm an initiator.
And she's an initiator.
Super. Oh, you know what?
What do you feel like you need to do to work on?
I need to work on reaching out more. Because my boyfriends are getting tired of me not reaching out to them. Like they get
you can't
mad.
Just sit around and wait for the text
to come
through.
Yeah, because I don't like hitting people
the conversation.
Up. I don't initiate conversation.
Initiate conversation.
I don't do that.
Why? So that's your homework.
Because I don't like rejection. So and I don't like getting.
Yeah,
I don't like
your boyfriends ain't rejecting you.
I don't like waiting for text messages.
You want to see the bubbles come up right away.
If I don't get replied to in like a good 15 minutes, I feel away. So I just rather avoid that and not reach out at all. But I could tell I had a conversation with. one of my favorite people in the world, and he was like, you know, he's kind of over texting me all the time.
Okay.
Like
text.
He wants me to hit him up.
All right, so
he told me like
now.
I should be FaceTiming him like when I wake up
you
in
don't
the morning.
FaceTime?
You should.
No, I don't call him, I don't text him, I don't do anything.
Okay, but we need you to be more proactive with your boyfriends.
Okay.
That's
my homework.
I'm going to check back in with you guys. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, DJ Mus. I know you've been busy promoting, working and everything and whatever. And I know you keep changing your number so nobody bothers you. So that's
number.
Why we appreciate you.
I don't have a number.
Oh, he's on his Kanye West email me
for
type
real.
Of shit.
My phones do not work at all.
Don't even bother DMing this guy.
Yeah.
All right, it's lip service. And make sure you check out the latest episode of Colorful Lives. Colorful Lives is a new podcast from the Loudspeakers Network. It features me, Hey Fran Hey, and Tatiana King-Jones. Those are my girls. On our final episode of the premiere season of Colorful Lives, we take questions from you, the fans. Now, thank you for listening every week and stay on the lookout for updates about Colorful Lives Season 2. You can listen to Colorful Lives right now by going to soundcloud.com/colorfullives. And make sure you add the extra L at the end of Colorful. Join in on the conversation with us on Twitter by using the hashtag LiveColorful. And again, add that extra L because we love you. Thanks for listening.